Absolute worst case scenario, starting in 2028, we could lose 10% of that A trip a year down to the point. And when I say $2.5 billion for the state in a year down to $236 million, what that does is it takes us back to the level of non-Medicaid expansion states. Or in other words, you get Medicare rates for Medicaid, and you're break even at best on Medicare. So yes, would it cost us some money, worst case scenario? It would not in and of itself put us at risk of having to lay people off or close the hospital or cut services, that sort of thing.